Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaikwan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by Art on the Prairie board members, Lindsay Pasuti and Bethany Wicks. Thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome. And Lindsay, it was hard. I know you're wearing a different hat today, not the chamber director, but Art on the Prairie. And I know it's the 14th annual one going on here in Perry. So for people that don't know or just need a refresher, can you go over the details of what is happening and when?
Sure thing. So we have the 14th annual Art on the Prairie Festival this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, November 9th and 10th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. We have 8 different venues, including the Hotel Pat T, Towncraft Building, Carnegie Library Museum, Betsy Peterson Designs, Ben Franklin Building, Studio on 2nd La Poste, and Perry Public Library. So it's a fantastic weekend to celebrate the arts, music, poetry, all celebrating everything with small town living and this wonderful festival in downtown Perry. In total, we have more than 56 visual artists, more than 37 musicians, and more than 9 poets. So those are individuals that will be helping us celebrate with the festival, with artist booths at each of those locations, live music playing throughout the weekend, and then Poetry on the Prairie happening in the upper level of Towncraft. So lots of different things going on throughout the whole weekend.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for detailing that. And then, Bethany, I'll ask you, there's some new additions going on this year. You want to talk about that?
Absolutely. So this year, we're really excited to have a Art on the Prairie merchandise table. We have pulled together some local artists to curate some special items. So we've got candles from Haven and Pine. We've got some trays and ornaments from Purple Star Studio, as well as some fresh chocolates made by Heavenly Delights here in Perry. So I'm really looking forward to displaying a bunch of Art on the Prairie merchandise, and that will be located in the Ben Franklin Building. So please come out and check out the items we have to offer.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you for touching on that. And Lindsay, you know, what are maybe some areas that you've seen this festival kind of grow? How many people would you say usually come out for the weekend? Kind of, do you have a estimate or just things that you've liked over the years?
Yeah, that's always a big question. How many people come out to this? And it's hard to know because it is spread out over several different buildings. People are out and about walking around. They come and go, they come back the next day, but easily can estimate more than 1,000, maybe 2,000 throughout the weekend. But it's really a wonderful festival that a lot of our businesses are able to take part in as well, with holiday open houses or extended hours. So we're really appreciative of everyone that is a part of the hospitality of our community when we welcome in not only the artists, musicians, and poets from out of town, but many, many shoppers that are coming out to kick off their holiday shopping. And it's just a wonderful festival to showcase our community and all of the wonderful things that we have. And it's a really unique festival in the sense that we're using the historic buildings. We have a longstanding tradition of using buildings that are available. Maybe it's an underutilized space or empty storefront. So for good and for bad, you know, things happen and change over time. And so we've been at different venues every year for the last 14 years. So we're very thankful to be able to be in the Ben Franklin Building this year. Hopefully that won't be the case next year, that it'll be filled with a wonderful business. But right now we're really excited about the opportunity to fill that space with art and music and just joy for, you know, the holidays and everything that this festival brings together.
Again, we are speaking here with two board members on the Art on the Prairie. Again, it's Lindsay Pasuti and Bethany Wicks. And Bethany, for you, do you have a favorite part? How long have you been attending, would you say?
I have attended Art on the Prairie for many years, and it was always something that brought my heart great joy to be able to go to. And I think I recently joined the board 4 years ago, I would roughly say. I haven't really been keeping track. I just enjoy it so much. It's not something I have to follow and track from a timing perspective, but really enjoy being a part of the opportunity to help put on this in the community. And the other board members are just a joy to work with. And I really hope that a lot of the community members get the same joy out of this weekend and come out and see the art and feel the love and just the beauty that this weekend is for our town.
Awesome. Again, so this is shaping up to be a good thing. One more thing for you, Lindsay, and I don't know if, I guess this is fair because I know you haven't been in Perry for the whole 14 years, but do you know how this originally got started? Anything in that aspect?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where an idea starts somewhere and then it evolves from there. So Mary Rose Nichols, who's still active with the Art on the Prairie board, had a dream, and this is where we're at 14 years later. So we had one of those years back in 2020 that it looked a little different. So we're on our 14th annual event. But what started in just a couple venues has grown into 8 different venues. What started as, you know, 20, 30 artists now is 50, 60 artists. But the live music has always been a part of it, just filling the space. And we have been fortunate to add Poetry on the Prairie with our partners there to continue different kind of programming and a different element to it all. So we just love seeing it grow, and there's different components of it. You take back from one year and build on it from the next year. And so we're excited to bring food trucks as an opportunity this year. There's never enough seats in restaurants. There's never enough hours and staff to make it all happen. So with so many people in town, we're inviting some food trucks this year. So that should help with just being out and about and lingering a little longer to explore the downtown area.
Lindsay, was there anything else that you wanted to add today?
Just a big, big thank you to everyone involved with this festival. We have a really strong committee that works very hard for many hours to make this all possible. We have the venue hosts and, of course, all of the artists, musicians, poets that come and share their gifts with us. We have sponsors and donors that help support the event over the whole year and all of our projects that we do throughout the year. And then, of course, all of the volunteers that help be friendly faces at all of the venues to welcome all of the shoppers and artists together. So just a big thank you to everyone that's a part of this festival.
Awesome. Again, it's the 14th annual Art on the Prairie Festival happening this Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then Sunday will be 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we have been speaking with two of the board members, Lindsay Pasuti and Bethany Wicks. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. And that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.